Chavez Ravine, written and performed by Culture Clash, directed by Lisa Peterson, recorded before an audience by LA Theater Works. The dark, controversial history of Chavez Ravine, the immigrant community that once existed on the site that is now Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, is explored with humor, brutal honesty, and pulse-racing music by the nation's premier Chicano Latino theater troupe, Culture Clash. And now, Chavez Ravine, written and performed by Culture Clash.
Hello, everybody, and a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be. Welcome to the 1981 opening day at Dodger Stadium. Vin Scully here on a perfect Southern California day, and the sun is shining over brilliant azure skies, and let me tell you, the ballpark never looked prettier, resplendent in Dodger blue. Today's broadcast brought to you by Farmer John Meat Products, the only Southern California packers of Iowa corn-fed pork. Farmer John, the way ham ought to be, Western style. Next time, try a shank or butt portion with the bone left in. And here comes rookie Fernando Valenzuela, tapped by skipper Tommy Lasorda because of an injury to starting pitcher Jerry Rice. And my, oh my, let me say now, Fernando is looking much trimmer and leaner than he did last season. Today will be quite a test for young Valenzuela. Imagine, folks, here's a young kid, speaks no English, and a little bit more than a year ago was playing far away in the childhood sandlots of a sleepy Mexican village in a place called Echequicuila, Sonora. And after a quick pull of the crotch, Valenzuela takes a breath, getting ready to make his first pitch of the year to these Houston Astros. He looks into Socha for the sign. Here comes the arms flailing back, the eyes rolling to the back of the head, weird. It's a curveball for the first strike of the game.